Good morning. Energy diving in across southern Ontario and the eastern Great Lakes is generating clouds and a few flurries and snow showers this morning. Temperatures have dipped back into the 20s and lower 30s across the region. As that energy pushes through, more snow showers and maybe even a steadier snow across the higher terrain will be common through the morning and into the afternoon hours. In these locations, temperatures will hold at about 28 to 32 degrees, while some of the valley locations will push into the middle 30s, so some rain showers could mix in. The valleys will probably see less than an inch of accumulation, while the higher terrain could get up to an inch or two across the afternoon hours. As we get into the night tonight, that energy will hook up with a storm system along the eastern seaboard, generating a more powerful nor'easter east and north of Cape Cod. This system will not get its act together in time to bring most, if not all, of New York a significant snowfall. However, scattered snow showers are still likely tonight as the wind picks up on the backside of the system out of the northwest. In New England, however, including central and northern Vermont and central Massachusetts, several hours of steady snow could add up to another 2 to 4 inches today and tonight, and more substantial snows to the north and east, with temperatures dipping back into the 20s. Snow and snow showers will be common tomorrow as the storm system departs into the Canadian Maritimes. The wind will pick up again behind this system and gust at times over 30 miles per hour, especially in New England, with high temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure will build in behind the system and dry things out for the day on Friday. It'll still be on the colder side, but with lots of sunshine, highs will be in the lower 30s before a ridge of high pressure builds in both aloft and at the surface, which will keep it dry through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Highs in the upper 30s Saturday, lower to mid-40s on Sunday, and lower 40s on Monday before another chance of rain and snow showers with a disturbance approaching on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from extreme northeastern Florida to extreme southern South Carolina. Isolated severe thunderstorms with marginally severe hail and wind are possible in these locations. A few tornadoes are also possible, as increased shear will exist in conjunction with a modestly unstable air mass. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings are in effect for northern New England as that nor'easter will form in the next 24 hours. While this one will not be as powerful as the last two to form earlier this month, 6 to 12 inches of snow possible in parts of New Hampshire and Maine. And Tropical Cyclone Dineo is located approximately 135 miles west-southwest of Europa Island in the Mozambique Channel west of Madagascar. Dineo has sustained winds of 70 miles per hour and is forecast to intensify steadily to peak at 80 mile per hour winds when it makes landfall in southern Mozambique in the next 24 hours. The cyclone will then weaken rapidly as it tracks inland. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with snow and blowing snow, 14 degrees, with the south wind at 28, gusting to 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 25, 70% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.52 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few rain showers, upper 40s. Boston mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 15, the average temperature 26, that's right on normal for this time of year. A trace of snowfall yesterday, 22.2 inches for the month, which is 15.8 inches above normal, and 41.2 inches for the season, which is a tenth of an inch of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 55 set in 2006, and the record low 22 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:27 p.m. 10 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with snow likely today, and highs in the lower 30s. More snow tonight, becoming windy with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow likely today and highs in the lower 30s. More light snow tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the upper 30s. A few snow showers tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid-30s. A few snow showers tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder with scattered snow showers, lower 30s. Mostly sunny on Friday in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday. Upper 30s Saturday, mid-40s on Sunday. More sunshine and a breeze Monday in the lower 40s. And mostly cloudy with some rain and snow showers Tuesday and highs around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.